It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. All this year, we focus back on the Bucky's Legends, Bob Peters, from his celebration of life. Bucky's Legends is next here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. When R.H. Bob Peters passed away last December, it was decided to have his celebration of life and his funeral the same weekend as the Galen Eagle Memorial Golf Tournament. Several hundred Beaver hockey alums were back in town that weekend. His celebration of life held at the Beauharts Ballroom. Several speakers that day shared their stories of R.H. One of those speakers, his daughter Barb.
I have a whole bunch of things written down here that I was going to say about how Coach was a tireless worker and how he was so tenacious and had drive and worked so hard to achieve his goals and guide so many others to meet theirs. But I decided somewhere during the church service that I'm choosing to remember him by his sense of humor. When he got to laughing, he would laugh so hard that tears fell down his face. And when he thought something was funny, he thought it was really funny. So I'm going to remember him thinking of him holding on to the chain link fence thing that used to be on the end part of the John Glass Fieldhouse instead of the plexiglass, laughing hysterically with his keys jangling. And his Wells Lamonts in his pocket. Or I might remember him watching Hockey Night in Canada, eating Dave's pizza, and with the phone ringing between the second and third, it was Murray Williamson saying he voted for Bobby Vinton for first star.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.